Chapter 4 New Troubles.
The following day was Sunday, a dull day at Osbaldistone Hall. We all attended the formal religious service in the morning, and when it was over, Sir Hildebrand congratulated me.
Ha ha! So you did not go to prison after all, my lad. You were lucky this time, but do not tempt fate again.
His words embarrassed and irritated me. On my honour, sir, I replied. I am innocent. I was not involved in that detestable crime. I was saved from more embarrassment by the arrival of Rashleigh. He was leaving soon for London and wanted to know more about my father, his relations with me, and about the business. I, however, was more curious to find out about Di Vernon.
We were close friends once, and I was her tutor,
he said.
Then my studies took me far from her. She must now decide between life in a convent or a convenient marriage. She is engaged to Thorncliffe, my brother, but I am convinced that I am better qualified for her.
These words hurt me, and that evening, when I met Di, I was cold and rude to her. At dinner, I drank too much, and so I talked too much, quarrelled and laughed immoderately. Rapidly, I lost all control. It seemed to me that Rashleigh was making insinuations about my feelings for Di, and, furious with him, I slapped his face. My cousins took me by force to my room and locked the door. I slept badly, and the next morning I knew I must apologise for my behaviour. My cousins accepted my excuses. Only Rashleigh showed his resentment. I also apologised to Diana for my discourtesy to her. She insisted on knowing what had provoked my bad humour, and, embarrassed, I told her. She answered that I had to be careful when speaking to Rashleigh. I decided then that I had to inform my father about my cousin's true character, and wrote him a letter. It was after this that I realised how much Miss Vernon and the secrets around her occupied my thoughts. I was falling in love. Rashleigh left the hall for London, and after his departure, I started to help Di with her studies. I discovered that while she had had an extremely good education, she was totally ignorant of real life beyond the hall and knew nothing of accepted feminine behaviour. One day, Andrew Fairservice, the gardener, informed me that news of the robbery incriminating me was circulating in London. I was anxious and decided to send another letter to my father to explain and rode into town to post it. At the post office, I found a letter from Owen, my father's clerk, waiting for me. He said that he was worried because he had had no recent news from me. He did not mention my previous message concerning Rashleigh, and so I became suspicious. Does someone intercept my letters at Osbaldistone Hall? I wondered. That evening, when I was in the garden, I saw a light at the library window. This was not unusual, because Diana often read there alone. But I was surprised when I observed the shadows of two people inside. After that, I became jealous and started to watch Miss Vernon's looks and actions. I was desperate to know who visited her in the library. The next time I saw the light there again, I ran into the library, but I found Diana alone. However, there was a man's glove on the table. Diana refused to give me any explanation. With an air of authority, she told me I should spend my time in a better way, instead of spying on her. Then she gave me a letter which had arrived for me. Gracious heaven! I cried. My folly and disobedience have ruined my father. This letter says that Rashleigh has gone to Scotland. During my father's absence in Holland, Rashleigh left London, taking documents and large sums of money from the company. Mr. Owen is now in Scotland too, in Glasgow, trying to discover where Rashleigh is hiding. I decided I had to go to Scotland immediately to help my father's clerk. Before I left, Diana gave me a sealed packet without an address and ordered me to open it only in an emergency.